I love that there is still technically 40 seconds in that song, but they just like end it then. And it was simply just so that they could get it to be 420. Like, cause Green Like American Money. I love that. Oh, is your, now your mic's on. Crazy.
I can't believe.
I was silencing you.
You tried to silence me. Guys.
This is not a safe space for Elsa.
I clearly chose the wrong PSA.
Yeah.
You all have a voice, and you should use it.
Real. Also, no. I have to say the little thing again, because it's...
Okay,
we said it before the time. Hour. Yeah. All right, so this is Ava and...
Elsa.
Yes, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Woo! We just listened to American Money by Borns. Yeah. I've been looking at all of my, like, old songs. Like, there are a couple more songs, and I'm going to be showing, like, my old music taste. And it's just silly. Like, ugh. But this actually technically counts, this next song. It is You're Still a Mystery by the Bleachers. But, listen, they did an album called Terrible Thrills, Volume 2. And actually, so crazy that I kind of might want to play a different one from this. Whoa. I do. Actually, no, I don't. I'm going to do You're Still a Mystery. There are multiple, I'll show you them later also, but basically M.O. is the person singing, and it's like a completely different take on the same song.
That's so interesting.
I love it. It's like a cover album that like Jack Antonoff produced.
Okay.
So,
interesting. Yeah.
I love it. This is You're Still the Mystery, You're Still a Mystery by Bleachers and M.O.
I'm
I didn't silence you this time.
Wow.
That was so brave. You're Still a Mystery by the Bleachers, but Emma was singing it.
Yeah.
From Terrible Thrills, Volume 2. Highly recommend the Sia song on this album as well. Sia is not a good person.
Correct.
Well, I am playing a Sia song next, but I do not condone Sia. I think that movie was horrific. But we're playing Thunderclouds because at the time in 2016, I listened to the song a lot.
Perfect.
So yes.
Love the theme.
Here we are. All these songs are like so beautifully fading out for me. Like, I'm not doing much work.
I know, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, so that was Thunderclouds by Sia, Diplo, Labyrinth. Yeah. Labyrinth carried that song.
I was gonna say that definitely was my favorite parts.
Yes.
You made a very good point as the song started that you can't really hear
what Sia is saying. Yeah. It's just like a lot of like little screams in the side. Next up, very, very excited about this one. This one was big for me. I Am Not a Robot by Marina.
Oh my god.
I listened to this song a lot, and we're gonna listen to it now, and I hope everyone enjoys.
You've been acting awful tough lately, smoking a lot of cigarettes lately, but inside, it's just a little baby. It's okay to say you got a weak spot. You don't always have to be on top. Better to be hated than loved, loved, loved for what you're not. You're vulnerable, you're vulnerable.
So, like, is it lyrically amazing? Probably not. That was I'm Not a Robot.
Need to be.
By
Some
Marina.
Some of the best songs are the silliest.
I just always think, like, Rent Was Due, because it's, like, the same line repeated.
Guess
but
what?
In a lot of really good ways. Oh, my God. Should I take my, like, iPhone flashlight out?
No, please, no. I honestly didn't even realize that we were rolling. I was so...
We are rolling. Welcome. Next up is Silly. Because it's Three Nights by Dominic Fike. And I had such a little mini complex about this because, like, when I found the song, no one knew who Dominic Fike was. It was this and, like, the Acai song or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I would play it and I'd be like, look at this, like, underground artist or whatever. And then Euphoria ruined that for me. Actually ripped it away from me.
It was so scary. I mean, it was, I just know it from it being on the radio all the time.
Yeah.
It's such a good song, though. Such a good beat.
I know, it is really good. All right, so Three Nights, Dominic Fike.
Music, watching movies, talking to the walls in my room, walking through the halls in my head. just trying to make sure it all makes sense. I ain't made of money, maybe someday you can take it from me. I'm up too late thinking about you and MIA for
3 nights at the motel under streetlights in the city of palms. Call me what you want when you want if you want, and you can call me names if you call me up. 3 nights at the motel under streetlights in the city of palms. Call me what you want when you want if you want, and you can call me names if you call me up.
So you guys did just miss, unfortunately, our drumming group debut.
It's really good.
That was Three Nights by Dominic Fike. Elsa just finally, we ordered the
Literally
drumsticks.
Just drumsticks.
Well,
I
asked,
was like, let's get a whole fucking
Well, not a whole
set,
but I was like, let's get like a little one, split it during Prime Day. And
I just
yes,
don't know, Ava. I just don't know about that.
Well, I'm actually really bummed because I don't know if you know this about me, but like, my grandpa was like a drummer in a band that was like the Red Rubber Ball or whatever, and they went on tour with the Beatles.
Wait, I think you mentioned it
yes.
once, Ava. That
so
would have
I
that
asked
would have turned
him,
the tide for me.
I know. I asked him, and I was like, "Do you have your drum set?" Because that's just like cool in general.
Yeah.
And he was like,
sick.
"No, I sold it because we were poor." And I was like, "Real."
Yeah.
Fair. But also, what if you hadn't? You know? But, like, whatever. Because I told him, I was like, oh, I want to get into drumming. And he was like, oh, my God. Like, it's your bloodline. I was like, stop, actually. Maybe don't say that to me
You're
right
so
now.
So musical.
So musical. Anyways, next up is Don't Kill My Vibe by Sigrid. You know Sigrid from, what is the song? It's the one that was on the playlist.
I definitely know the name.
High Five. Also a very, very good song by Sigrid.
Super good.
This one's Don't Kill My Vibe. These like all run into the category of songs, the next two, that I would listen to on the treadmill.
That's good.
I was just like, these are my workout songs. So this is Don't Kill My Vibe by Sigrid. Hope everyone enjoys.
You shut me down, you like the control. You speak to me like I'm a child. Try to hold it down, I know the answer. I can shake it off and you feel threatened by me. I try to play it nice, but oh. Surprise down the puzzle you can't figure out.
I don't care.
So that was Don't Kill My Vibe by Sigrid. And I sounded so like sad there. I was like, that's
just don't do it.
Don't kill my vibe. No. And next up is a train song. Let's talk about it. So I'm gonna be on a train later today. Fun fact. I'm going to New York City. I'm very excited. This is a song that I only reflect back on post 2016 when I'm on a train. I don't know why. It literally is so good. It is Pilot with a Fear of Heights by Felicity. I don't know if you know the song. It just kind of ingrains itself in your brain. It's perfect. So I hope everyone likes it after overhyping it. There you go.
I'm treading water like a preacher's daughter. Put my thoughts in order before moving forward. I've been looking at the skyline and our timeline. I will soon run out of both when steering clear of your face. In the old days, hoping they'll turn into gold.
So that was Pilot with a Fear of Heights. I sound like there's a gun to my head by Felicity. Ah! what was your like feelings on that one, Elsa? How did you feel about that song?
It reminded me of the time period that you were talking. Maybe a little before even.
Really what? What's songs. That?
For whatever reason, because it was like talking about heights, I think. Do you know the song like Skyfall?
Yes.
I remember someone singing that one. Yeah, at one of my sister's middle school
that would be the concerts.
And for whatever reason, it gave me the little reminder of this song.
Were any of the notes hit in that performance? I say as an adult performer myself.
It's a great question.
As a child.
It's important to ask questions and be curious.
Yes. Speaking of asking questions and keeping curious and learning knowledge, I think it might be time for our PSA.
My comrades of the Massachusetts Boston area, Are you annoyed by all the loud airplanes that seem to constantly fly over on certain days? Our towns west of Boston are affected by greatly increased airplane noise and vibrations due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision. This means that on days with the northwest winds, every single airplane departing from Logan Airport's runway 33L continues on just four narrow paths over specific sacrificial neighborhoods, the near constant noise for the humans underneath as a result. Shout out to the animals there too. Join with your neighbors who are trying to change this. Every complaint filed with Massport counts, but it's the first from each household that matters most. For more information, just visit logannoise.org. That's logannoise.org. Wow. It's been a public service message from the Logan Aircraft Noise Working Group and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
I support the cause. I've never heard a plane overhead. I think maybe twice in my time here.
We're kind of maybe a little
We're
bit
definitely not in the area.
From the airport.
Actually, true. You're right. That's so like interesting that they would have us read that.
Well,
then.
It seems like it's like a specific community airport. Community. We're a local radio station.
Yeah.
We care. No, but it seems like it is
our outreach these, like, of 10 listeners.
They describe it as a specific sacrificial neighborhood. Neighborhood, sorry.
Yeah, so I wonder which ones we should like look it up.
Yeah, I think it would be really rough for them.
Yeah, that sucks.
Like, if they say near constant, I think I would...
I would lose it, personally. Yeah. I mean, we have our Green Line little noisemaker now.
Yeah.
Like, at Angela's house, I remember I heard it multiple times, and I was like, wow.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Anyways, next... Oh, my God. Such a good segue. Next up is Good Grief.
golly.
Not for the song, but for the name. By Bastille. What was their other song? Pompeii, right?
It's Bastille?
Yes.
Oh my God.
They're like, ew. Okay, well, this is Good Grief, so it's a different song. But
Good
I hope
grief.
You guys enjoy. I love this song.
Charlie Brown.
What would you little maniacs like to do first?
Watching through our fingers, watching through our fingers.
Shuts my eyes and count to ten. It goes in one ear out the other, one ear out the other. Burning bright right till the end. Now you'll be missing from the photographs, missing from the photographs.
Watching through our fingers.
What's gonna be left of the world if you're not in it? What's gonna be left of the world? Oh,
every minute and every hour, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more. Every stumble and each misfire, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more.
Won't you do?
Song. I've been dancing at a funeral, dancing at a funeral, sleeping in the clothes you love. It's such a shame we have to see them, but shame we have to see them, but what's gonna be left of the world if you're not in it? What's gonna be left of the world? Oh.
Every minute and every hour, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more.
To excuse me, I've lost control of all of my senses. You might have to excuse me, I've lost control of all of my words. So get drunk, call me a fool, put me in my place, put me in my place. Pick me up off the floor, put me in my place.
So that was Good Grief by Bastille. I love that song.
Do they even say Good Grief?
Oh my god.
False advertising.
Wait. Now I'm like looking at the lyrics. I don't know. I don't think so.
That's so peculiar. Wow. And not like other girls of them.
Yeah. They're special, honestly. Next up is literally, I'm not even kidding, one of the saddest songs ever for me personally, but like in a way where it's like, I don't know, it's like a sad song, but it doesn't like sound too sad. I don't know. It's Into You by Julia Michaels. I listened to this a lot in high school, which is like interesting because I actually did not have a reason. Like I had nothing to connect to the song, but I was like, oh, just the idea is so sad. but yeah, so I hope everyone enjoys. This is Into You by Julia Michaels.
Haven't been to my favorite restaurant in months. I can drive down Santa Monica without thinking about you and what you're doing now. I thought about moving to a different state, a different country. Yeah, maybe that'd be better. So I'm not around you. I wish we didn't have so many friends in common. I wish we didn't have to walk around our problems. I wish we didn't have to take all these precautions. So many birthdays that I missed, that I missed, that I missed. So I don't run right into you. So I don't run right into you. So I don't run right into you. Even though that's what I wanna do. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Even though that's what I wanna do. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I don't wanna give you all this power. I'm so defenseless when it comes to you. And everybody knows when we're in the same vicinity, I doubt you. I wish we didn't have so many friends in common. I wish we didn't have to walk around our problems. I wish we didn't have to take all these precautions. So many birthdays that I missed, that I missed, that I missed. So I don't run right into you. So I don't run right into you. So I don't run right into you. Even though that's what I wanna do. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Even though that's what I wanna do. And every time that a friend gets a text saying you're gonna be there, I just don't go. Yeah, every time that a friend gets a text saying you're gonna be there, I just don't go. So I don't run right into you. So I don't run right into you. That's what I wanna do. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Even though that's what I wanna do. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Even though that's what I want.
All right, so that was Into You by Julia Michaels. And next up, I'm doing like a quick little swap around of the order.
Whoa.
Whoa. But next up, I'm going to play 400 Lux by Lorde. Classic. Bridget is the person who introduced me to this song because she would play it, like, a lot every time we were together. And I she was like, get the hint, get the hint, get the hint. And I was like, this is a good song. Like, what the heck is happening?
That's really killing.
Yeah, and then she, like, yelled at me, like, later on in the thing because she was like, I was playing this song so much. And I was like, okay, great. So now I'm crazy and I hyper analyze the lyrics to literally every song ever because I'm like, I can't
This can't happen again.
Can't catch me again. Like, anyways, this is 400 Lux. I love the song. Hope you guys enjoy. Time I listen to that, I like give a little giggle. Like, I was so dumb, actually.
It was
quite apparent. What was that? Okay, anyways.
I'm sorry. I like, no.
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 Well, I was like kissing the tar on the highway. Like, we don't do any like drugs. Like, I don't know. I was like, whatever. Anyways, Upper West Side, King Princess. So there was like 1950, there was Talia, and there was Upper West Side, and there was Holy. And they were all, like, my faves. And my dad actually introduced me to 1950, which is funny. And then I just latched on to all of them. But
Fun fact about 1950.
Yeah.
I didn't hear the lyrics very well. And so originally, it's like, I'll wait for you. Mm-hmm. I thought it's like, I didn't know what came first, but I thought the, like, main bit was, fuck you.
That's lovely.
You know?
That's so funny.
Anyway.
Just like a little like, meh. Anyways. Upper West Side. Enjoy.
But you know it's lies. Another bitch from the Upper West Side. Credit cards cutting all of your lines. Yeah. You're so cute, but you really wanna be a star. To feel like gold when you're dancing on broken hearts. And you know it. Judging everything you do, I can't get enough of you.
That was Upper West Side by King Princess. We love our favorite Macy's royalty. Have you heard about that? King Princess's like great grandparents, like literally were the owner of Macy's or something. And so they just have, like, have a lot of wealth from that in their family. And also their dad was like a record producer. And honestly, I put King Princess in the same category mentally for me as, like, Maisie Peters, of, like, the beginning songs were so good for me, and now I, like, actually don't know what's happening. But I will always have Upper West Side, 1950, Talia, and Holy, so I'm okay.
Yeah, just stick with what you need.
But next up is Move On by Mike Posner, which a lot of people know Mike Posner from, Took a Pill in Ibiza.
Yes.
Like, it was his, like, original song they, like, remixed. And this song is about, I think, like, sobriety. I think someone, like, in his life died or something. I don't know. I think it's just really beautiful. So I hope everyone enjoys, and I listen to this a lot.
Yeah.
I wish Tracy Chapman was my friend. she would know exactly what to say. Beginnings always hide themselves in ends. At some point I will be okay. I got high when I met you. I got high to forget you. I feel pain, I don't want to, but I have to, yeah, I have to. If I wanna move on, some shaman in LA to hear some things I wanted to hear. Everyone just wants to feel good. Everyone just wants to disappear. Called up girls that live in my hometown to help fill up the minutes. Little match and sage my house down.
Was Move On. There's a line in it where it's like, beginnings always hide themselves in ends, and that was almost my senior quote, but then I didn't make it my senior quote because A, I forgot, and B, because the second part of, there were a bunch of things I almost used for like my senior quote, but I think it would have like outed me as being like mentally ill, and I was like, no thanks, because the second part of that is like, at some point I will be okay, and I was like, I feel like anyone looked that up. There was also one in, oh my gosh, I think it's like Beautiful Trauma or something by Pink that I really loved. It's like, my heart's beating, but like, I'm okay. I don't know, whatever. I connected to anxiety. Anyways, we're gonna run to the next one. Forgotten Love by Aurora. Love this song. Hope you guys enjoy.
Can you tell if I'm cold? If I'm out of daydreams, if I lose what is loved, will a new love awake me? I am touched by wonder when I'm blind in the dark. But you draw me in daylight and swim with me, darling. I prefer the sound. Sweeter when something is missing.
kind of rushing. That was Forgotten Love by Aurora. I'm going to quick sign off. I left the best for last. Stupid Deep by John Bellion. This song was probably just like the thesis of that time period for me. This is Ava Maiella and
Elsa Austinson.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Stupid Deep by John Bellion. Hope everyone enjoys.
What if who I hoped to be was always me? And the love I fought to feel was always free? What if all the things I've done, yeah, were just attempts at earning love, yeah? Cause the hole inside my heart is stupid deep. Stupid deep. Always here, and the path I've tried to cut was always clear. Why has life become a plan to put some money in my hand when the love I really need is stupid cheap? Stupid cheap. Free. What if all the things I've done were just attempts at earning love, yeah? Cause the hole inside my heart is stupid deep. Oh, stupid.